I would also comment on the small scale and the power of this painting, despite its very small scale. It is very thoughtfully painted, very purposefully painted. Every brushstroke has a purpose in constructing or suggesting a form. It's important to also stress the circumstance under which Manet, in his final years and ill, painted these small still lives of flowers that were brought to him by friends, and then he gave them pictures of flowers as presents and mementos. So there is another sense of the intimacy involved in flower painting.
I love the way that he describes this thick, heavy glass vase. You can almost feel it, its weight. And when you look closely at how he constructs it, it's quite a minimalist approach. That gray paint that he uses to describe the background carves out the contours of the sides of the vase. And in the translucent glass sides of the vase, you're really seeing straight through to the bare primed canvas underneath, which he leaves utterly bare so that you have a sense of this transparency, this translucency. And then in the thick feet, he brings in the opaque paint again to convey that heaviness of the glass where it's sort of reflecting the flowers above. It's such a wonderful performance of painting with an economy of means. I think that as an example of this wonderful series of flower subjects that Manet made during his last year of life, it really conveys the way he turned to this focused subject and brought an incredible intensity and artistic skill and attention to the subject.
Yes, there is kind of an awe-inspiring poignancy to the amount of sheer skill that this artist was able to bring to such a restricted subject and to bring it to life in such a moving way, even if one didn't know that this was one of his last paintings, one would still be struck by the kind of the discrepancy between the great powers of observation and paint application of the artist and the modesty of the subject he chose to depict. And Manet would often depict very modest subjects, pats of butter, stalks of asparagus, encouraging us to see in these simple objects, as well as the meaning and beauty of the world of nature, as the painter was able to celebrate it with his brush.